Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Back here at Claire Bates Arena, ready to do the starting lineups. And we had a lovely rendition of the national anthem performed by a local student. I believe they said she was a softball player and class president. Didn't catch her name. They're going through the lineup for the Bombers once again. They're going to roll with the usual suspects they ran with last game. They're going to go with number 3, Jake McGee, a guard spot. Senior Matt Jones down low, coming back off that leg injury last game. Been very productive for the Bombers. Luke Proctor, the only junior in the lineup, along with Wyatt Gilbert and Dawson Tabor down low. Usual 5, Josh Fulcher, the head coach of the Bombers, assisted by Cody Wilmath and Brad Morris this evening. Again, going through the starting lineups here. Once again, the winner of this game will head to Hot Springs next week to play in the Class 5A state tournament. Mountain Home, the 6th seed out of the West. Van Buren, the 3 seed out of the West. As once again, we are in a noise box that is Claire Bates Arena here on the campus of Van Buren High School. Students out in full force, fans socially distant. Looks like about as many fans as you could put in here with through the Department of Health and the Activities Association guidelines. Well, time to check the lineup for the Van Buren Pointers. Looks like here go number 1, Trevor Day at the guard spot. We'll go number 12, Avery Salisbury. Number 14, Brandon Miller. Number 22, Connor Myers. And number 24, Jose Estrada. Those will be the starters for the Van Buren Pointers. They're led by head coach Brad Autry. Lady Bomber game just getting underway in Russellville. If you want to tune in back and forth, you can hop over to KTLO AM 1240. Excuse me, 1250. And listen to them, winner of that game, they're playing the Russellville Cyclones, will also head to the state tournament next week. If both teams win, they will both head to Bologna tomorrow evening. Pretty simple. If they win, they go to state. If not, it's over. Getting ready to roll here. Matt Jones going to jump up for the Bombers. They're going to send Brandon Miller out there to the center court circle to jump for Van Buren. Van Buren in their home whites with green trim, green numerals with black outlines around the numerals. Bombers in their road blues, gold numbers with white trim. Matt Jones wins the tip-off, and we're underway here in Van Buren. Wyatt Gilbert with the basketball. Dribbling to his left. High post Tabor, handoff to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the deep two off the front of the iron. Proctor trying to fight for it, not going to get it, rebounded by Day. Day pushing ahead, driving to his right, takes the contact, he's going to go up, shoot 2 free throws. Jake McGee fouled him. He's going to send Trevor Day to the free throw line for 2 shots. It's the first foul of the ball game, Jake McGee, as it sends Trevor Day to the free throw line. Trevor Day makes the first. Trevor Day, a 5'9 senior guard, averaging about 2 points a game, 2 assists and 2 rebounds. As the second one is good, it's 2-0 Van Buren. 20 seconds into this ball game, Van Buren with a quick 2-0 lead. Gilbert across the timeline, dribbling to his right to Jake McGee on the right wing. Gets a screen from Tabor, up top to Matt Jones, to the left wing, Gilbert. Gilbert gets a screen from Jones, back up top to Tabor, inside to Jones. Jones going to work through 3 people. There's a whistle and a travel is called. I believe that's the right call. He shuffled his feet. Van Buren calling out a set play. Day dribbling to his right over to Salisbury on the right wing, guarded by McGee. They met on a switch. Three-pointer on the way. Way off, rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert ahead to Jones. Jones pushing, goes to the Euro step with the left hand off the window. It's good, and the game is tied. Matt Jones gets the Bombers on the board. It's 2-2. Minute into this ball game. It's getting here in Van Buren, Arkansas. Salisbury on the right wing gets a screen, met by Jones immediately. It was knocked away, but Jake was standing out of bounds, and it'll be underneath for Van Buren. Great defense by the Bombers. Salisbury was met by McGee and Matt Jones. They get into the corner. Myers, a three is good. Connor Myers hit a three from the right corner off the inbounds, caught the Bombers sleeping, and it's 5-2. Proctor on the right wing. He wants a three. It's off, tipped away. Knocked away, out of bounds, and it'll stay Bomber basketball on the sideline in front of the coach's box. Jake McGee will throw in. Gets it to Gilbert on the Van Buren logo. Ball between the circles now, dribbling to his left. Ball's knocked away, picked up again by Gilbert. Gilbert tried to get it to Tabor, but it was tapped away. Gilbert to his right. Bombers setting their offense. Screen from Tabor. Bounce pass to Jones. Jones, little 10-footer. Rattled around. Wouldn't go. Rebounded by the Pointers. Pushing ahead of Salisbury. Salisbury kicks it back. Three-pointer on the way for Myers. Rattled around. Wouldn't go. Rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert now pushing ahead. 2 minutes into this first quarter. Van Buren leading 5-2. Gilbert, deep two on the way. It's good. Wyatt Gilbert, first bucket of the night, cuts the lead to one of Van Buren. And it's 5-4. Day, bounce pass to the high post. Myers, three-pointer on the way by Day, way off, rebounded by Tabor. Now to Jones. Jones pushing to Proctor. Proctor tries to post up, picks up his dribble. Gilbert thought about a three. He's going to get a screen from Matt. Back up top to Tabor. To the left side, Jake McGee on the left wing. Screen from Tabor. Back up top to Jones. Fed into the post of Tabor. Knocked away. Another turnover for the Bombers. That's their second. Salisbury met on a double team by Tabor, and he knocks down the jumper from the right elbow. Tough shot by Avery Salisbury. And he's got his first bucket of the game. Salisbury averaging 19 points per game. One of the better players in the conference. Ball fed inside to Jones. Jones off the window. Won't go, but there's a whistle and a foul. Going to be on Brandon Miller. It's their first foul, his first foul. 4:56 left in this first quarter. 7-4 our score. Van Buren on top. Had to hit tough shots so far. Jones' first free throw is good. Matt Jones with 3 points so far. Jones taking a couple dribbles. Student section here at Van Buren out in full force. Second one's good. 2-2 from the line is Matt Jones, and the lead is cut back down to one. Day over the right wing, Estrada. Up top to Miller. Miller hands it off to Salisbury. Thought about a three, got a dribble to his right. Met by two Bombers. Scoop shot won't go. Gilbert had it, but it was knocked away as Salisbury corralled it, but he stepped out of bounds, and the Bombers will have it right in front of the Van Buren student section. Bombers moving from right to left. From our perspective, Van Buren going from left to right. Gilbert now between the circles. Triple screen for McGee. Gives it to Tabor. Tabor handoff to Jones. Jones driving to the rim. Takes the contact off the window. Wouldn't go. Rebounded by, I believe that was Myers. It was. Ahead to Day. Day pushing. Met by Proctor. He's going to pull it back out on the right wing. Hands it off to Salisbury. Met by McGee. McGee on him like a cheap suit. Back up top to Day. Day's just going to hold it. They're going to set something up here. 1-4 flat. Now they're in a box set. They get to the top of the key. A three-pointer. Oh, he thought about a three-pointer. Trevor Day was wide open. Bombers daring him to shoot. Gets a screen. They switch. Off to Miller. Three-pointer on the way. Rebounded by Proctor. Proctor's going to push it. Bombers slowing the tempo a little bit. 3:45 left in this first quarter. Proctor up top to Jones. To the right wing, Gilbert. Gets a screen from Jones. No, he's going to reject the screen. There's a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to be on Trevor Day. Or no, they're going to say that's Jose Estrada. That's his first team foul, or that's his first team second foul. Proctor will throw it in. Proctor looking, gets it to Tabor. In the right corner, Jones puts one dribble on the floor, tries to get it into Proctor. Threw it right into traffic, and Van Buren comes up with it. Salisbury with the steal, second steal of the game so far. He's met up top by McGee. Deep two on the way by Salisbury, way off. Offensive rebound by Van Buren. Knocked away, stepped out of bounds, and it is Van Buren basketball as Miller was able to save it, throw it off Jones, and Van Buren will throw in under their own basket. 3:15 left in this first quarter. Three-pointer on the way from Myers off the inbounds. Won't go. Rebounded by Gilbert. Gilbert pushing ahead. Got Estrada on him. There's a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to be Estrada's second. That's his second foul. We'll see what Brad Autry wants to do as they throw in Thomas Davis to go get him with two fouls. Estrada, one of the four seniors they honored pregame for the senior night. Trevor Day, Avery Salisbury, Brandon Miller, and Jose Estrada, the only four seniors on this Van Buren ball club. Proctor, left wing three on the way. Rattle around, won't go. Offense rebound by Jones. He got a whistle underneath, and there's a foul. Matt Jones going to go to the free throw line with about 3 minutes, 3 minutes even left in the quarter. That foul was on Brandon Miller. That's his second. Jones gets the ball. Couple dribbles. First free throw is good. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Is Matt Jones. He's got a quick 5 points. Officials having a discussion. Not sure what about. As they're going to change that last foul. It's not on Brandon Miller. It's going to go on number 3, Thomas Davis. That helps Van Buren out. Second free throw by Jones. Good. He's 4-4 from the line now. And the Bombers have the lead, 8-7. Day with it now, met by Jones. Bombers look like they're in a zone defense. Up top to Salisbury, to the left wing, Day. They're just daring him to shoot. Day from the right elbow. Won't go. Left it short. Tabor the rebound. Now Wyatt Gilbert has it. Gilbert pushing the tempo on the right side along the sideline. Gets a screen from Jones. Up top to Tabor. Fed inside to Jones. Back up top to Tabor. Back into Jones. They're not sure who wants it. Now they turn it over. Van Buren with the basketball. Trevor Day getting instructions from Coach Autry to walk it up. Hand off to Salisbury. About a step inside of the half-court stripe. Now he's going to go to work against Gilbert. Gets it to the high post. They want a handoff. They got to Myers. Three-pointer on the way is good. Is not good, but he is fouled. It's going to be on Dawson Tabor. That's his first foul, team second. And it's going to send Avery Salisbury to the free throw line. Salisbury, one of the better players in the conference. As they mentioned pregame, first free throw was good. That he is top 5 in every statistical category in this school's history. That's 3-point, that's rebounding, that's steals, that's... I think he might have sold a lot of bags of popcorn in the concession stand, too. Just does it all for these pointers. 2 of 2 at the line so far, Salisbury. Third one on the way. Don't think he hit the rim on any of them. 3 of 3 at the line. And now Van Buren has the lead once again. 10-8 our score, about 2 minutes left. Wyatt Gilbert being fully denied. Proctor's going to walk it up along the left side. Screen from Tabor. Pulls it back out. They try to feed Tabor, and there's a whistle and a kick ball is called. Bombers will have it on the sideline. Coach Brad Morris shouting instructions of what inbound to run. Proctor into Gilbert in the left corner. Back to Proctor on the wing. Up top to Jake. Right wing Tabor. They're daring him to shoot. McGee on the right wing. Dribbles to his left. Screen from Tabor. Back up top to Jones. He wants the three. Rattle around. Won't go. There's a whistle and a foul is called. I believe it's going to be on Van Buren. It is. That's going to go on Connor Myers. That's his first foul. Team's fifth. Bombers inching closer to being in the bonus for the rest of the half. Minute 51 left. Van Buren up 10-8. They get it into Tabor, top of the key. Tabor's going to put up the three. Rattle around, won't go. As there's a whistle and it's out of bounds. Van Buren knocked it away and Mountain Home will have it underneath. Proctor will throw in. Gilbert on the right corner. Jab step, dribbles to his left. Free throw line jumper won't go as there's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be Luke Proctor with the foul. Looked like there was a lot of contact, but they didn't call it. That's Proctor's first foul. Team's third as Trevor Day will walk it up. Minute and a half remaining in this first quarter. 10-8 our score. Van Buren on top. Day gives it to the right wing. Salisbury. Salisbury slipped. Back up top. That was Myers. Now back to Miller. Miller handoff to Salisbury. Met by Jones now. They met on a switch. Between the circles now dribbles to his right. Puts up the jumper. Three on the way is good. Tough jumper by Avery Salisbury goes down. Salisbury with 8 points. Eight of Van Buren's 13. They've all been tough. McGee gets a screen from Tabor. Jones up top. Proctor on the left wing. Gets a screen from Jones. Dribbles to his right. Picks up his dribble. Tabor, top of the key. McGee gets it mid-post. Back up top to Tabor on the right elbow. To Jones at the top of the key. Less than a minute now. Jones fadeaway 10-footer. Goes in. Matt Jones going blow for blow with Salisbury. 13-10 our score. I believe Van Buren will hold for the final shot here. Quick update after the first quarter. Lady Bombers trailing Russellville 9-4. Salisbury with it. Met by on a double team. Three Bombers that look like were on Salisbury. As they drive inside, get it to Miller, and it's put in for a layup. 5-point lead now. Miller's first bucket. Now the Bombers will hold for the final shot. Bombers obviously wanting to get it out of Salisbury's hands. Gilbert to his right. 8 seconds left. Proctor top of the key to McGee on the left wing. Up top, Proctor puts up a three at the buzzer. Off the heel of the iron. Tabor's able to get the offensive rebound, but it will not count. At the end of the first quarter, your score, Van Buren 15, Mountain Home Bombers 10. We're going to take a short little break here, bring you the second quarter action. You're listening to Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arcan